You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Woo! Party! Yes! It stinks of beer in here! I love a good beer. Cheers, queers! It's going to be a fun Wednesday! Hello, everybody. I'm Andrew Willis, and welcome to Andyland Radio. On today's show, we're going to be talking about Big Brother UK. It's canceled. Beyonce allegedly practices witchcraft, and Bill Cosby goes to jail. I'm really crying the blues. Amazon is opening up 3,000 stores. Uber drivers are apparently making less money. Bananas donated to prisons turn out to actually be cocaine. Funny. And people in relationships are getting fat. I'm single, but somehow I'm getting a little bit big. So we got to figure that one out. We have Alec Christensen here on the show, a flashback. He has a show every Thursday from 6 to 7:30 here on CITR 101.9 FM. He's going to be the passenger in this fun, funky ride, let me tell you. We have music by Pink Wine, Scion, Zed Bias, Queen Joe, Hockey Dad, The Hives, Crocodilus, Mean Motor Scooter, and Terry Maltz. So there you go. Get ready, kids. Let's have fun. Strap it in.
School's in session this September, and Andy's giving you a masterclass. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open. Want to be a part of the show? Dial 604-822-CITR and join the fun.
Hello, how's it going? I'm here with Alec Christensen of Flashback. He's also a person, a human being. He's not just a person. He's not just a personality. He's a lot of fun.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here, too.
Thanks for having me back.
Welcome back, second baby. Appearance. I love seeing you.
I love seeing you as well. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to start talking now. You're sexy. You're fun. You have a show. You're blonde.
Yep.
You're looking damn good. Looking fit.
Thank you.
You got some scruff on your chin. Is that school?
So do you.
It's a lot of scruff.
It's hard because I start at 10 every day, so I'm like, can't be asked to do much in the morning. So yeah. I just kind of let it grow.
Well, lucky for you, at least get to sleep. And I'm up at 6 in the morning every day. It's hell, let me tell you.
I'm sorry.
So school's nuts. A kid actually pooped his pants today in class.
That's disgusting.
It was actually quite funny.
That's so gross. Oh my God.
He had like just graduated high school too, and somehow he was like in one of my classes before I was to get there, and I looked at him and I said, you know you have poop on the bottom of your pants, right? And he was like, no, I don't. And I was like, no, you actually do. Yeah.
Poor
so
kid.
I know. I felt bad. I kind of laughed at him though.
I mean, that'd be hard. It'd be hard not to.
Well, it was a big smear.
Yeah, that sucks. What an awful
it's weird. Anything new happening with you? Anything fun? Anything neat to promote?
No, not a lot right now.
Well, you have your show here on CITR.
I do, yeah.
Every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday, 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Flashback with Alec Christensen. Yeah, like season 2, I guess, is kind of where we're at right now.
Good for
We've
you.
Been having some good episodes. Yeah. We have another one next week that Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a really random show, as you know, you've been on.
Well, it was fun.
Yeah.
I was there for a moment. I didn't have any beer. That was my problem. I was a little bit too uptight.
You were still fun. You did okay.
I'm getting better with age, let me tell you. This beard's really showing it. I've been getting a lot of anxiety. I had a nasty panic attack coming here. Have you ever had one?
I have not.
What?
I know.
I wish a panic attack on you.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Most people wouldn't, but I would.
Just
that's
so I can empathize.
Honey, that's just the person I am.
Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. It was spooky.
That's scary.
Yeah, your heart starts racing. You start sweating, getting unbelievably freaked out.
But now you're on the radio, so it's like, it's all good.
Well, now I feel
We've
good.
Made it here.
I love this stuff. I love this show. You know what? Speaking of anxiety, we have the song Anxiety by Pink Wine.
That isn't the best segue
You know what? It wasn't planned. Somehow it happened. Let me tell you, I'm slick. Anxiety here on Andyland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Remember
WBR 101.9 FM.
I am back. I am here with Alec Christensen, who is making forays into fun endeavors. Tell me about it. What's going on, baby?
Oh, okay. So we were talking about, like, off air. I wrote an article for Discorder for the October issue. It comes out next week.
Mm-hmm.
So pick that up if you see it sitting around. It's free.
For those of you who don't know, Discorder is the magazine that's in concert in collaboration with CITR, the station here.
Discorder launched in 1983.
Yeah, I did it.
They just had their 400th issue a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's cool. I got to interview Sophie Jarvis, who's a local filmmaker.
Oh, no way. What does she do?
She writes and directs and does production design. She had a short playing, or has a short playing at the film festival.
Okay.
So I got to talk to her about it. Yeah, she's a big deal.
We love Viv here.
We do.
Get your tickets. I know you're all tapped out. Don't have any shackles, but if you can, you know, spring for some tickets, please get them. Or go to the Andyland store. Drop your shackles there. Why not?
Do you have a store?
I do.
Online merch?
I don't know if I'm even allowed to say it.
Can I get a...
I'll give you some free stuff.
Okay.
I'll give you some freebies. Look,
like a t-shirt?
Yes. Okay. I got a show to do. Thank you for sharing. I got stuff to talk about. We're going to play a game, okay?
We are.
So I'm here with Alec Christensen. He's circus short but carnival cute, and we're I love him. He's a big little nugget. He's
a nugget
of cuteness.
We're gonna play 5'8" and a half.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a lie. Look, we're gonna play Would You Rather. So here we go. Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do, or get away with something horrible you did but always live in fear that you'll be found out? I feel like that's Donald Trump in a nutshell.
Like selfishness, I'd rather probably like get away with it.
Yeah.
But like being a good person, being a good member of society, I should probably go to jail. And like, I don't know, maybe I'd feel
You're
some
too
sort of
nice.
Like, not redemption, but some sort of like.
That's the wrong answer.
Growth. I don't know.
I'm saying that's the wrong answer right there.
You just wanted to use your soundboard.
I got this new fancy soundboard. I'm playing around with it. I'm experimenting. Number two, not shower for a whole week or wear the same clothes, underwear included, for a whole week.
Ooh. Oh, that's tough.
I've done both, so I'm not going to hide on that one.
Shower.
I wasn't even camping.
I would rather wear the same clothes because I honestly like do wear the same jeans like all week usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go clothes.
Do you really?
Yeah. You can wear jeans a lot before you have to wash them.
I wash everything after I wear it once.
No. The only thing I don't like, socks, underwear, t-shirt, I'll wash every time. But okay. Unless it's like a t-shirt like I wear off.
So what's what you do? I'm going to be stinky?
I'm going to shower.
You're going to shower?
I'm going to shower and just wear the same outfit all week. All
right. Sounds good. Three. Would you...
And the outfit's going to be Birkenstock, so I don't have to wear socks.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Have a really awful kid who has a very normal name, or have a perfectly adorable kid with a terribly embarrassing name.
Is it like an embarrassing name? Like
first of all,
like
both these kids have modern parents who live in Oregon and they probably go to prep school.
Okay, is the kid's name like something dumb like Butthead, or is it like...
Like Apple.
I'd rather, with a weird name, because some people might think that's cool and they're a good kid, so people are going to like them anyway.
Okay, sounds good.
Isn't Apple the name of Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's
You bet.
Daughter? Yeah.
It's a weird name.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's weirder now.
More power to them.
For sure, why not? Would you rather no longer feel any sexual pleasure or never be able to eat your favorite food again? Again, I've done both.
No sexual pleasure or never eat my favorite food?
Yeah.
Going to cut out the food.
Okay.
Sorry if you're listening, Mom.
Which food are you cutting out then?
Potato products.
Yeah, like you like fries?
Potatoes, mashed potatoes.
You're a farm kid. Are you?
From kind of a rural town.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're not really a farmer kid.
No, I'm a very urban, like myself. Like I don't go outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a really great story. You should send that to me in an email. Would you rather have dinner with Ariana Grande or breakfast with Ariana Huffington?
Dinner with Ariana Grande.
What?
Yeah.
Over Ariana Huffington.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
You're getting Republican on me. There's no way.
How is that?
Ariana Huffington is a hero.
Grandy. She says Grandy.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm going to call her Grande because that's just how I feel about her. You guys are probably both the same height. How tall is she? 5'3"?
She's shorter than me.
Okay.
I'm not 5'3".
Does
just
Pete Davidson, like, what do you think of Pete Davidson?
About
this character.
I think he's funny.
I think he's amazing.
Yeah, he rocks.
He has really skinny legs, though.
Yeah.
He needs to do some squats. All right, we have Scion with Earthquake here on Andyland Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mm-hmm.
Earthquake by Scion on Andyland Radio. The makers of reality TV show Big Brother UK have announced that the show is being axed at the end of the current season. The show's Twitter account shared the news that the 19th season, launching on Friday night, would be the last. The UK network Channel 5, owned by Viacom, where the show currently resides, has also announced Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother UK is ending as well. Big Brother first appeared on screens in 2000 and was extremely popular, but viewing figures have dwindled in recent years, says the BBC. It had previously been rumored that the series would be axed as the contract for the series was expiring this year. So I really just have to ask, does anyone really care that Big Brother in the UK is going to be gone? Let me know. Let me know what you think at Andyland Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Alec Christensen, my dear friend, I love seeing your first last name because it's so cute.
Thank you.
Are you crying the blues that Big Brother is canceled?
I am not.
In the US? No, or even
I've never watched it. So it's just like, you know.
I never understood people.
A lot of people really love it.
They do. Well, actually, it's almost like Lady Gaga. It's like, a lot of people just stopped caring. And then the people who are like the fanatic monsters are like really into everything that's going on. Same with the Big Brother.
My ex, like her and her whole family,
she loves
they were
it.
Super in.
Yeah. And she probably is really into it. But then everyone else in mass just really doesn't care.
Right.
I was like, how did something like that last so long? Fun fact to note, Survivor, it's kind of like came out at the same time. Mm-hmm. That is actually going into its 37th season. It's premiering
insane.
Tonight. 37
they
seasons.
Must do multiple a year, right? Because it hasn't been on for
Yeah,
years.
You probably work on a 3-month production schedule.
But how many seasons are like? Do you think air in a year?
Well, I don't know. Probably one a year. I don't know.
But it hasn't been on for 37 years.
Bingo! Yeah, so 2 years.
Asking
year,
the tough
year.
Questions.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah, in fall and then spring. Fall and
this
spring.
This has been on like as long as I've been alive, I'm sure.
I'm getting red in the face. That's a good thing to point out. 37 years. Jeez. I mean, what shows have been on for 37 years? Well, The Tonight Show. That was on for really long.
Yeah.
Sesame Street. Like 40 years.
That's
it?
Been on for a long time.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers was probably close to that when he was on.
Yeah, those shows were like, are great.
Yeah.
Big Brother, I could really do without. I just find it kind of trashy and boring. And it's like a lot
I'm
of
not a big
just,
like reality TV person.
Mm,
or like competition. Like, is that a game show or reality TV? What would you call Big Brother?
Big Brother? It's game.
There's a prize.
Yeah. It's like a gamified reality television.
Yeah. I'm just not into that.
Yeah. It's kind of boring and stupid. We have Neighborhood by Zed Bias on Andyland Radio coming up next.
Where my DJ keeps it real.
I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I come in and the dance, I feel listen to the man in my neighborhood. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I come in and the dance, I feel listen to the man. Tell me how you're feeling.
If you drop it right, gonna make us move all night. So come on, tell me how you feel.
I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I'm coming on the dance, I feel listen to the man in my neighborhood. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I'm coming on the dance, I feel listen to the man. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I'm coming on the dance, I feel listen to the man in my neighborhood. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I'm coming on the dance, I feel listen to the man.
Selecta! everybody in my neighborhood where my DJ keeps it real. If you drop it right, gonna make us move all night. So come on, tell me how you feel. Everybody in my neighborhood where my DJ keeps it real. If you drop it right, gonna make us move all night. So come on, tell me.
I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I'm coming on the dance, I'm listening to the man in my neighborhood. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I'm coming on the dance, I'm listening to the man. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I'm coming on the dance, I'm listening to the man in my neighborhood. I feel good, good, good. I feel good, yes, wonderful, good. Anytime I'm coming on the dance, I'm listening to the man.
I just gotta be the next bitch. Cause I'm flyer than the rest, sis.
I was born that boss, just became that bitch. Took a lady in a tramp noodle, take that kiss. Mink about gunplay on some Maybach shit. Got bitches like one day, I'ma fade that bitch. Okay, TT, come see me, I'ma yay that shit. Making a babe famous when she take that hit. Bitches love to be in Vogue, hate to take that trip. Death drop on a bop like La Beja Kids.
I put Philly on the map like, hey, I did. Though I've been an outcast like, hey, I is. Any bitch outlast him, pay my kids. And any bitch out trash him, take out this. Throw that rice, celebrate, show that ice. Bitches love to hate, take a flick, Kodak white. Hair late and I pay hoes, so cast tight. Real bitches say preach, and I know that's right. Everybody wanna know, see who got next. Niggas funeral respect like Aretha F. Petty pies full of clay, I'm trying D.I.S. They just wanna be down like Moesha X. I will never be played cause I'm D.I.F. You recycle all your faves like a G.I.F. G.I. Joe ass hoes on my D.I.S. I'm a dime getting lined by your T.I.X. Wait, babe, can't escape like T.I.X. Cause I'm tiny bitches trying me like a free object. I expose these hoes in C.I.S. She can never measure up, see P.Y. Rex. Hello world, it's me that bitch. I rap my hood, I run your shit. You run your mouth, I feed that clip. Unload these bras, I mark my lip. Bitches so salty, dust it off me. Mad cause the bitch so bad and bossy. You could brag about a bag, my shit is costly. I'm a queen regardless, and the queens have taught me. Bitches so salty, dust it off me. Mad cause the bitch so bad and bossy. You could brag about a bag, my shit is costly. I'm a queen regardless, and the queens have taught me. Who wanna rumble with the queen, huh?
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Andy Land Radio. I'm Andrew Willis. We are going to play Ask Andy, where I take questions you're afraid to ask and I answer them. So here we go. Why are we expected to pick a side in the Kavanaugh drama? I'm here with Alec Christensen. I feel like this is something that he might be able to answer better than myself.
Okay.
I mean, let me just throw this out, though.
Yeah.
I would say the reason why we're expected to pick a side is because this guy is running for the highest Supreme Court judge position,
yeah,
which is huge. And that's going to affect people everywhere. And I think it's like a moral thing. And we need to say, where do we stand on that moral compass?
Yeah.
It's a big topic. Not everyone needs to make a decision, but I mean, definitely people need to think about it.
I think if you care about social progress or civil rights or women's health or like preserving any sort of progress we've made in the last like 100 years,
oh yeah,
you should be like adamantly against this guy,
oh,
regardless
for sure,
of whether or not he even had accusations of sexual misconduct.
Yeah,
and that should be the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I mean it's a sticky wicket no matter which way you do it. I mean that's definitely why people want to know.
I'm surprised they stuck with him and didn't just like pull his nomination and nominate any other like Federalist Society goon, right?
Yeah,
Because there's so many of those, like, Georgetown conservative graduates.
Oh, judges. Literally, run through D.C. with your hands open, mm-hmm. and the first person you touch could be a better candidate. Or could be a candidate.
Right. Not necessarily better.
No, D.C.'s full of a lot of...
Because politics are perfect for what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. Second question. Let's just move on.
Yeah, I'm going to get mad.
Why is the imperial system still used? I would say because it makes more sense in the metric system.
Whoa. You're Canadian.
Know. That is radical as a Canadian to say. Yeah. But I mean, centimeters, like, how tall are you? 180 centimeters. That's such a small measurement of unit, or a small unit of measurement mm-hmm. for such
it's
a...
It's not very, like,
yeah,
effective.
It's easier to say, like, feet.
Yeah.
You can break things up visually better mm-hmm. in feet than you can in centimeters, in, like, hundreds,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I would say. Is it better to ask a chef to leave off an ingredient that you don't want to eat? Working in the service industry, I would say there's nothing wrong with that, but don't get too crazy and do not reinvent your dish.
Yeah, I feel like if you don't want tomato on your burger, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But if you're like, no tomato, add avocado, plus bacon,
yeah.
and actually don't want cheese, can you sub that for like something else? And you're just like now you're just
use
making
this kind of bun.
Yeah, don't get too crazy. Would it be illegal to drive a vehicle using an autopilot function, such as Tesla, without a license? Absolutely. You're within a motor vehicle and operating it.
Yeah, I don't know. So I guess, have they talked about the legality of that yet?
I don't even need to research this. I know. Facts. Andyland facts is that, no, it's I would say it's 100%
that makes
illegal.
Sense, yeah.
Let me know what you think. If there's anyone out there that's a legal scholar or interested in motor vehicle laws, please let me know at Andyland Radio on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Last question. Do you do withdrawn courses affect how colleges look at your transcript? 100%. If you have like 20 withdrawn classes, it's not going to be fun.
I feel like one's okay.
One's fine, but anything more than that, it's a little bit too much. We have Hockey Dad, So Tired, on Andyland Radio, coming up next.
ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Bill Cosby was sentenced on Tuesday afternoon to 3 to 10 years in state prison for sexually assaulting a woman at his Philadelphia home back in 2004. The final step in his downward spiral from America's dad to convicted felon. Montgomery County Judge Stephen T. O'Neill denied Cosby's request for bail pending his appeal. Cosby took off his suit jacket, watch, and tie in the courtroom, and the two deputy sheriffs handcuffed him and transported him to the county jail. Amazon is considering opening up 3,000 Amazon Go convenience stores by 2021. If you're not familiar with Amazon Go, here's how it works. You download an app to your smartphone, hold the app over a scanner when you enter the Amazon Go store, and that's it. Anything you buy will be charged to your account. You never go to a register or to a checkout. Oh, sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah, but it's Amazon.
It is.
Jeff Bezos is like the worst.
Well, you know what, Jeff Bezos, if you're listening, which I know you totally are, please hook me up with some free Amazon Prime. That'd be great. If you pick anything up while you're in these stores and you put it back, you're not even charged. If Amazon opens up 3,000 such stores, though, the big quandary is that they could potentially become a dominant force in the non-gas station convenience store business, wiping out convenience stores and other supermarkets and other bridge and gap retailers. So this could be a huge issue. I'm choking because it is such an issue. Oh, I'm gagging. The gig isn't as good as it used to be for people working through online transportation apps in the U.S. On average, drivers who transport people using Uber or Lyft or things like Uber Eats or Postmates through an app made 53% less in 2017 than they did in 2013, according to a new study by the JP Morgan Chase Institute that looks at online gig economy payments into Chase checking accounts. The average monthly payment to those who worked for a transportation app in any given month declined to $783 from $1,469. Meanwhile, people working for leasing apps like Airbnb, Turo, Parkly, and other apps that let you rent assets like your home, car, or parking space saw their incomes from those platforms rise 69% to $1,736 on average. So if you have a car or a place, rent it out. Woo!
You okay?
Amazon! I need my Ricola. I actually do have a chamomile tea going, so it's a lot of fun. The Philadelphia Flyers, if you've been living under a rock, I don't know how you did not see this, but the Philadelphia Flyers unveiled the orange-haired, googly-eyed mascot named Gritty to the world via social media in a public event in Philadelphia on Monday, taking the internet by storm. According to the Flyers website, Gritty is a lifelong Flyers fan who enjoys both snow from the Zamboni and hot dogs.
It's such a weird character.
Right?
Oh my God.
But it makes so much sense that he would like the Zamboni and
hot dogs. It makes
like,
sense.
Kind of sounds like a drunk that just hangs out at the ice rink, you know?
It's like a local bum.
Kind of sounds like my dad, you know? Someone just has a couple of drinks and just hangs out at an ice rink. His bio says he is loyal and mischievous and earned his name by displaying a gritty attitude, much like that of the Flyers. Are you a big Philadelphia Flyers fan?
I'm not big on hockey.
Why?
I'm American. I don't have a team in Seattle.
Do you like football?
No.
What?
No.
Baseball.
I like going to baseball games. I can't watch it on TV. I like basketball.
Basketball?
Mm-hmm. Go Knicks.
Mm. Oh, God. we can argue about this later. Millions of Americans have zero interest in the internet. 11% of adults in the United States don't use the internet or email. So this concerns you, my little friend. A third of non-internet users, 34%, did not go online because they had no interest in doing so or did not think the internet was relevant to their lives. Huh. Another 32% of non-users said the internet was too difficult to use. And 19% cited the expense of the internet service or owning a computer as being a reason why. Yeah. Internet is very expensive here in Canada. Everything's just a lot more expensive, which is why if Amazon Go comes here, great. I love a little bit of competition, some fair market competition. It will help me out as a struggling student.
That's fair.
But yeah. Do you have problems with the... Do your parents use the internet a lot? They send emails.
Like my parents were like young. Swift. Like relatively.
Are your grandparents still alive?
Yeah. My dad's family, dad's parents don't use it. My mom's parents all do though.
Huh.
Yeah.
Living off the grid. Parents rarely cook with their children.
Did you plan that segue?
No, I did not. But parents rarely cook with their children. A new study shows almost half of all parents rarely or never cook with their children.
Yeah, I didn't growing up until like recently.
Mine was like my great grandmother would always be like, get out of the kitchen.
Like, yeah.
Get out of here. Or she let me peel potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, like I'd like wash vegetables, but that's about it.
You'd wash vegetables?
Yeah, like just in the sink. Oh. You just rinse
with
them.
Your mom? Did you have a little apron?
No, I never got one. Aww. I really want one. I used to, like, when I was like a little kid, I used to watch like all the cooking shows on Food Network.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cute. And I had like a little kitchen and like pretended to like have a show. So it like led to this career in broadcasting.
That is so adorable. Yeah. If you cooked, can you cook for me? Do you know how to cook?
Yeah.
You're good?
I'm really good at tacos, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Do you like fish or beef?
Fish. I haven't done fish, and I don't want to cook fish because I live with like three other people.
That is true.
So we have like, I'm very like on the campaign of let's not cook food that everyone else has to smell.
That is true. I'm here with Alec Christensen, for those of you who don't know, because I totally forgot to introduce you at the beginning of the segment.
That's okay.
Just like everyone's wondering, and you're tuning in, why there's a secondary voice. He is my lovely program manager. Mm-hmm. B, he has a show called Flashback.
I always forget I'm like your manager. That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, you're in charge of me, which is a big, tough order to do, let me tell you.
It's
but
a
you
lot
do
of work.
You do it very well.
Thank you.
You deal with my sweaty forehead and boring lies.
Yeah.
And my crippling anxiety and depression.
We text on Twitter pretty often.
We do, which is funny because I actually have no notifications as something on Twitter. Like, I don't like getting all the notifications.
Yeah.
So I never can see when you're messaging me. So I always message you like 6 hours later.
It's never like urgent.
Well, you know what? If you invite me over for tacos, that'd be urgent. I do not want to miss that. So I'm going to change that for you.
We'll make it happen.
But, yeah. But anyways, parents rarely do cook for their children and not for their kids, but with them, they don't seem to do that. But even most parents know that spending time preparing meals for their kids is beneficial and a great bonding experience. 7 in 10 parents know this. So I guess 7 in 10 parents also just fail their children miserably by not cooking and preparing food with them. Or maybe they're busy. That's the other thing. Parents are really busy these days. It's not that they don't care. How much cat owners love their pets? Well, in an often turbulent and negative world, many Americans are getting through by focusing on what counts, watching cat videos on the internet. a new survey found no wonder there's so many things wrong with this world.
Oh my God. That's like the most wholesome news story to come out this week.
You know, we got to have a little bit of fun and keep it light.
Oh my God.
But it's true. Watching videos on the internet is what's helping a lot of Americans get through their day. A new survey found that the average cat owner likes 398 cat-related posts and looks at 725 cat pictures and videos in a year.
I've been watching cat videos more lately.
You have. Yeah. I found
a cat.
They've
been showing up in my feed. In real life.
Yes.
Wow.
If you've been following me on Instagram, you've been seeing cat videos on there. A cat that I named Tristan.
Yeah,
showed up in my house.
Have you like adopted it, like taken it in?
No. Okay. I put it outside and then the neighbor did.
Okay.
And I'm kind of jealous that they got to keep it.
I know.
My parents were very strict on me not bringing in a cat.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So
I have a cat back home. Poor guy, because it was really smoky all summer because of the fires everywhere. And like he couldn't meow.
Aww.
I know.
That's terrible. Dunkin' Donuts. Let's get into this one. They're not going to be called Dunkin' Donuts anymore. They've announced Tuesday that it's dropping the word donut from its name.
I heard about that.
Very sad. The company said that the name change will go into effect in January 2019. The company said that though it's removing donuts from its name, donuts will remain on the menu.
Do you think that's like a good move?
I hope it's not like an IHOP thing, like an IHOP.
Just a temporary?
Yeah, like a temporary thing. I mean, what do they call it? They're going to call it Dunkin'?
Dunkin'. Well, I think a lot of people just go for the coffee.
That's true.
And like West Coasters, like my parents, they buy the coffee at the store because we don't have Dunkin'.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts coffee is like a big deal. Like you can get Dunkin' Donuts coffee ice cream. And
Well, it's like Tim Hortons. I think the donuts are like, the donuts are like meh.
Yeah.
They're not good.
No, they're just basic.
Yeah.
They're not anything extraordinary.
But like Tim Hortons has like, you know what Tim Hortons has? I was there today. Mm-hmm. They have like the Chipotle cheddar chicken wraps.
Yeah.
Really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I should give that a shot.
Try it.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of things that you can eat and probably things that you shouldn't eat, wacky but true, bananas donated to prison turned out to be cocaine. Only in Texas would this happen. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice received 45 boxes of donated bananas. But it turns out the donation was a greater gift than anyone could have ever imagined. Some of the boxes of bananas actually contained 540 packages of cocaine valued at nearly $18 million. I don't want to say it, but talk about going bananas on.
Oh my God.
I kind of need to do that to get a little laugh and move on.
I'm going to use my authority to cancel the show now.
Yeah. Please do for really bad puns. being in a relationship is making us fatter. Almost 8 in 10 Americans in a relationship, that's 79%, are carrying around a bit of love weight. A study of 2000 people in relationships found that the average respondent had gained 36 pounds since they've started dating their current partner, 17 pounds of which were gained in the first year alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is like a long-term relationship.
Well, I'm in a long-term relationship with food. I'm also in a long-term relationship with school mm-hmm. and work and sometimes occasional tobacco usage. And I feel like that alone has given me an extra 17 pounds.
That does it, yeah.
Yeah, so we need to shift out of that. I mean, I'm happy with the way I am, but...
Longest I've ever been single and probably the best I've ever looked right now.
Good for you. Thank
you.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You're a cute little nugget. That was the news. That was the news with Alec Christensen and myself. You can catch Alec Christensen every Thursday, every other Thursday from 6 to 7:30 here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes.
We got to move it along. We are running a little bit behind here on the show. When we come back, we are going to be playing a game of rapid fire over under. But first, we have the Hives. Hate to say I told you so. Here on Andaland Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
About it, we're talking about it. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Well, that song is a banger. Holy Christ, let me tell you, that is that's one hell of a song. I love the Hives. Hate to say I told you so. Walk Idiot Walk.
Tick Tick Boom.
Tick Tick. Yeah, great song. I just spat halfway across
you
the
did.
Studio.
That was exciting.
Animated that. Over or under. It's a rapid fire game. We need to know if people are overrated or underrated. And we're gonna start first. With some of the people that have been in our news cycle this week. Bill Cosby.
Oh, God, how, like, overrated.
Yeah. I don't think he's overrated in the fact that it's like, okay, we get it. We've heard about this. This is atrocious.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, it's done. He's already been sentenced.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to hear any more about him, but definitely more about his victims. I mean, for sure. Let them speak. Tiger Woods. Golf.
Yeah. I know who Tiger Woods is.
Golf is boring.
I think Tiger Woods, I don't want to say he's underrated, cause like he is like really good and everyone like praises him. But I don't think he's like overrated. Like I think he's rated, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And he has like a nice.
You
comeback,
call that
comeback
one?
Story.
I think he's overrated as hell.
Okay.
Here, let me try this new fancy soundboard that I got here. Let's see what if I can do. I'm gonna say you're wrong on this. We got to work on the sound on that. Pete Davidson, overrated or underrated?
Underrated. He's really cool.
Yeah.
And he's like a really stylish dresser.
He's got big dick energy. Let me tell you, I'm into that. I'm into that in a big way. Let me tell you, Brett Kavanaugh. What's happening with him?
He's like really overrated.
He's
anyone who defends him just doesn't have a soul.
No, absolutely.
Like, he's just a monster. Yeah. God, I want to kick his ass.
Yeah, I think Taylor or Madeline Taylor would too.
Yes.
If any of you,
shouts to Madeline.
Shout out to Madeline. If you do not follow her on Twitter, please do. She's insightful and informative and has the most amazing hair.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot. Overrated or underrated?
It's hard to
underrated.
Say underrated. I'll go.
He loves hot dogs and Zambonis.
God bless him.
Yeah. Sorry, this isn't
he's a good
for
piece
me
of
to answer. It's for you to
no,
answer.
No, but like, your opinions are important too.
Yeah, but I mean, hello.
This is Andy Land.
I carry this whole show. You can just show up and give me an
opinion.
I love not having to
like plan the show or plan the playlist.
I know, but it's
show
fun.
Up and answer the questions.
Nobody
you plan.
Wants to listen to me. They want to hear what my friends have to say.
Yeah. Friends?
I'm not.
We're friends?
We're best friends.
Yes.
Honey, we're like second date status. This is the second time you've been on the show. I love you. He's so cute.
Love you.
So do you think that Gritty is overrated?
Mascot? I'll go like underrated. He's pretty like endearing.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I don't know, a good piece of like positive news in a really awful
time.
Dark week.
Yeah, when there's Brett Kavanaugh playing around and then you have like all that. If you're listening to Andyland Radio, we want to hear from you. Tweet us at Andyland Radio with the hashtag over or under and share with me what you think. We have new music by Crocodilus on Andyland Radio next here on CITR 101.9 FM.
New music on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to die.
Nikki, we have you covered. Visit AndyLandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Beyonce's former drummer has claimed the singer practiced witchcraft in order to ruin her love life and control her cat. Kimberly Thompson, 37, filed for a temporary restraining order last week against the pop star, who she claims is trying to destroy her life out of jealousy. A Los Angeles judge immediately denied the request, but according to a music news site, Pitchfork, another restraining order hearing is scheduled for the 11th of October. Meanwhile, Thompson, who was in Beyonce's all-girl backing band for 7 years, has given an interview on Daily Mail TV. Thompson claims Beyonce used witchcraft that allowed her to be manipulated sexually, saying the singer did this by jumping into other bodies to watch her be intimate with partners, reports the newspaper. The star is also accused of messing with a kitten belonging to Thompson, who sought the advice of psychics last year after her new pet began attacking her dog and doing, quote, weird magical stuff. I kid you not. That is what she said. Weird magical stuff.
That's weird. Daily Mail, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't go for the most, like, highbrow stories.
Well, you know what? Neither do I. The star is in an interview with Daily Mail TV. Thompson stated the cat, quote, drew blood. It was awful. It was so manic and gnarly that I ended up calling two psychics, end quote. Two psychics? Why would you call two? Who knows? Thompson claims the psychics told her that Beyonce had put a spell on the cat and that the singer later had the animal killed, she adds. I mean, this is like a lot of craziness. Sounds like Beyonce is, I would say, Halloween ready. I don't know.
Let me know what this reminds me of. We talked about it when you were on my show a couple weeks ago. Like a month ago. Azealia Banks.
Oh,
and her chicken sacrificing.
Well, you know what's
really... That's actual witchcraft.
Okay. Interesting to note. On a list found online from thetalko.com, it had a little thing. It's T-A-L-K-O. It's
okay, yeah,
it's not like the taco. It's so weird. Titled 15 Celebrities You Didn't Know Practice Witchcraft. On the list was Azealia Banks.
Did you ever see the video?
No.
It's really gross. She's like down there like cleaning like her like chicken sacrifice room.
Weird.
It's gross.
Grimes. Lol. I cannot believe. Well, that I can definitely believe. She seems like she just do it just to, you know.
Grimes practices witchcraft?
Apparently, according to thetaco.com, you know, the internet's most reliable source. Bjork, David Bowie, and Ariana Grande also apparently do it. So
Ariana Grande.
Beyonce is in good company. What do you think of this Mishigas? This weird witchy craziness?
I don't know. Like, to each their own, I guess, as long as you're not hurting people or animals. I guess the drummer thinks that she is being hurt, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I really don't think Beyonce is, like, a bad person. So.
Neither do I. Well, Beyonce doesn't think she is either. She's actually decided to decline any comments on the allegations.
Yeah, why even give attention to something so ludicrous? Yeah,
seems weird. We have Sea Serpent here on Andyland Radio. It's by Mean Motor Scooter. It's a good song. It's a fun song. By the way, Alec Christensen has a show every other Thursday. And you can hear that this Thursday coming up. Next Thursday, 6 to 7:30. On CITR 101.9 FM. Sea Serpent, Mean Motor Scooter on Andyland Radio.
I love you, honey, but you're
Something About You, Terry Maltz on Andylina Radio. That's it for today's show. I hate saying goodbye, especially to someone as fabulous as Ella Christensen, but do you have anything you want to say, anything you want to promote and talk about?
Yeah, just like a good piece of news that I found out today, because it broke today. Mm-hmm. Ezra Koenig. Broke. Yeah, it's like new.
AP News Wire, just out there, Reuters.
No, this is crazy. Yeah. Ezra Koenig from Vampire Weekend, my favorite band, mm-hmm. and Rashida Jones, one of my favorite like actresses, writers, directors, whose new movie Quincy is on Netflix now, which I'm like dying to watch. Yeah. They've been together for like a year, right?
Yeah.
And like only like real fans kind of knew because it was like on the down low. Mm-hmm. They just had a kid in August though. And it's just like
That's
so sweet.
Wild.
It's so nice.
How
just
do you have a kid
people.
Without people knowing?
Drake did it.
Yeah, well.
Drake's kid is like.
Over or under? What do you think?
Is having a secret kid?
Well, that's underrated.
That's underrated. More people should
But
do
I mean,
that.
Drake though, haven't like.
Oh, Drake's overrated.
Yeah. Way too overrated.
Yeah. Have you listened to Sicko Mode by Travis Scott?
No, not yet.
Drake's like has like a funny line on it where he's like, I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. And it's just so funny because it's like, it's meant to be like a boast, but it's about doing the prescribed amount of Xanax to like sleep on a plane.
Why would you, like, I never, like, why would someone want to do Xanax? Like, Xanax to me just seems so old
school. People are in.
It's No, I totally understand what it is, but like, I'm just like, Xanax just seems so old school. There must be like newer drugs out there that are way better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you doing CBD pills?
I don't do drugs.
No, well, neither do I.
I don't even know. What are CBD pills?
It's like a cannabinoid.
No, I haven't.
It's like it's non-THC, but it's supposed to do something.
Okay.
To calm you.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm looking into it. I get anxiety all the time, let me tell you.
No, that might be good.
Well, you know what? I don't have anxiety now because I get to leave. So all you guys have fun wherever you are. God, by the way, one thing I do want to comment, though, before I leave.
Yeah.
Is that when we came into the studio, it stunk a beer.
It's gone, huh?
It's gone.
Or are we just used to it?
I think we're used to it. I love that, though. I came
it was
in.
Fun.
It smelled like beer.
I don't even know what show they were. They told me, but I don't know. Yeah. I guess they had a good episode.
I don't know. Whoever was playing before us, we love your show. First of all, the music was great.
It really,
was
like yeah, they sounded good.
Super dank UK garage deep house stuff. There you go. I'm sitting across from my program manager.
Yeah. The law.
Alec Christensen. So there you go. That's my promo for another show. We'll count that as a PSA for the show and for double whammy. Double whammy. Go. Look, that's all for today's show. Special thanks to Alec Christensen.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, he has his show Flashback every other Thursday. So next Thursday, you can check his show. It's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM. For free episodes and exclusive content, visit andylandradio.com or find Andyland Radio on iTunes and Google Play. Until next time, good night, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM is broadcast and taped live from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance is provided in part by Dora Dubber, Madeline Taylor, Alex DeBoer, Miles Black, and Simon Garib. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks!